童女生子的神迹是一个见证。
This is a testimony, this virgin birth.
是见证了全能的神要与我们同在。
This is a testimony that this all-powerful God wants to be with us.
一个神迹有神同在的，跟他的能力跟我们在一起。
And this is a miracle that God wants to be with us.
为什么是我们必须把圣诞看作是一个神迹呢？
Why is it that we must think of the birth of Jesus as a miracle?
因为神迹的特征就是有神，要见证神跟见证神的能力。
Because of the very characteristics of a miracle, it represents God's sovereign power is forever with us.
那什么是童女生子这个神迹所带出来的信息？
But what is this message that is brought out of this miracle?
就是讲玛利亚要因圣灵而怀孕。
Says just like in the gospel that Mary will become with child through the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚的怀孕不是由于男子。
And you know, her pregnancy was not from the seed of a man.
男子他那个是有能坏的种子，彼得前书讲到。
Just like it says in First Peter, pregnancy, a woman's pregnancy through man is from a perishable seed.
乃是从圣灵。
But Mary's pregnancy with the Lord Jesus is from an imperishable seed.
不能坏的种子。
It's an imperishable seed, and that is Holy Spirit.
这个怀孕的过程因此是一个神迹。
So this whole process of pregnancy must be a miracle.
因此我们的主耶稣基督是无罪的，因为是圣灵怀孕的。
Because only by a virgin birth that this Lamb of God could be born without sin.
所以这个救主来到这个世界上。
So this Savior who comes into this world
道成肉身。
And he's word becoming flesh.
也就是神与我们同在。
And it's Emmanuel, God is with us.
而是他是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
He is 100% man, he is 100% God.
圣经上以赛亚这么说，说他的名字。
In the book of Isaiah, he is referred to as
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
就是说他是个男婴孩。
It refers to the fact that this is an infant.
但是在以赛亚书九章六节又说他是全能的神，他是神。
But you know, in chapter 9, verse 6, it refers to this Emmanuel as God, mighty God.
他出生是有历史性的。
And his birth was really a real historical event.
因为这边以赛亚讲为我们而生。
To us, a child is born.
而这个为我们而生用的是完成式。
And this is here where Isaiah used the perfect tense.
强调了它的历史性。
And it puts the emphasis on the very fact that his birth was a historical event.
不但如此。
Not only that.
以赛亚还讲有一子赐给我们。
And it also says, to you, unto you, a son is given.
而这个后面没有在其他的名词加在后面。
And there's no connecting sentences or any other nouns or any other sentences after that.
表示这个子是指的神的儿子。
So therefore, this refers to the very Son of God.
我们看到这是一个神迹，有神的同在跟神的能力。
We can see that this is a miracle. This represents God's presence and His sovereign power.
我们也看到童女生子的神迹也是一件礼物。
And this fact that he was born out of a virgin was also God's gift to us.
而这个礼物是给全世界的人的。
And this gift was given to all of the people of the world.
这个礼物就是神与人同在。
And this gift is Emmanuel. God is with us.
第九章六节跟七节。
In chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
他名称为和平之君。
His name is Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
There is no end to the increase of his government and his peace.
主耶稣基督来到这个世界上
the,
使我们跟神能够和好。
And Jesus Christ came into this world and through his death we were reconciled to God.
这是代表了神同在对我们的影响。
We just, you know, this birth of Jesus, that was where the influence is that, you know, his birth had on us.
弟兄姐妹，当你来准备你自己的心来迎接圣诞的时候
，When you go back home and you preparing your hearts for the coming of Christmas Day，
你要想到这圣诞是人类得救的一个指标。
So you got to think of this one thing. This is a sign that mankind has been saved.
我们为自己的得救献上感谢。
We offer thanks to God. Hallelujah, we're saved.
但是我们也应当为我们的亲人、我们的朋友、我们周围的人为他们祷告，为他们的得救祷告。
But we also have to pray for the salvation of those members of family, our neighbors, our friends who have not yet been saved.
当我们准备我们的心迎接圣诞的时候
When we prepare our hearts for this Christmas,
我们思想着童女生子是一个神奇
We got to think about the fact that the virgin birth was a miracle.
代表了神的同在，代表了神的能力。
It represents God's everlasting presence, and it represents His sovereign power.
感谢主，圣诞定在这个12月。
Thank God that Christmas was decided, it was decided that Christmas shall occur in December.
因为我们马上就要迎接新的一年。
Because this is also the time when we're on the verge of a new year.
所以当我们思想到神的能力的时候，我们有勇气面对新的一年。
So that is why how God is going to endow us with the power so that we'll have the courage to face the new year.
新的一年，如果神让我们进入到一个新的一年。
Okay, when we are entering into this new year,
神会给我们一个礼物。
God is going to give us a gift.
他会与我们同在。
God's gift to us is Emmanuel. He is going to promise to be with us.
使我有勇气面对前面的未知数。
So that I have the courage to face all of those unknowns in the future.
使我有勇气面对生命明年这一年中间的已知数。
And so that I have the courage to face all of the known factors in the coming year.
使我内心感激神，因为在新的一年中，我也要像基督一样做一个和平的人。
So that it also fills our heart with such gratitude that we decide, hey, in the next year, I will follow Jesus' example, be a man of peace.
在我们庆祝圣诞的时候，我们有亲戚朋友从各地来。
When we're celebrating Christmas, we have family and friends coming on from all over the world.
特别是亲戚们来到我们团聚。
And especially, you know, members of our family, our relatives coming together to celebrate Christmas.
有些人感谢神，亲戚只是一年来一次。
And a lot of times we're thankful that this sort of thing happens only once.
因为有时来的时候，在圣诞节的节日中间，有时候都会争吵。
And the reason why we're thankful that only happens once a year because, you know, there's strife even...You know, there's a quarreling even during the time of Christmas.
但是让我们记得是我们的主是和平之君。
But we must remember that our Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
让我们的亲戚在我们朋友同住的时候，我们也是和平之君。
So, you know, we must also be the Prince of Peace when we are, you know, staying together with our relatives or members of family.
让我们在这新的一年中成为我们办公室中间的和平的使者。
Let us also be the ambassador of peace in the coming year where we work in our offices.
因为童女生子是一个神的能力的同在。
Because the virgin birth is a demonstration of God's power.
靠着那加给我力量的，我多能够做。
It's just like it says in the Bible, I can do everything by relying on the one who gives me strength.
让你跟我珍惜这个礼物，神与我们同在。
Let us cherish this gift that God has given us.Emmanuel, God promises to be with us forever.
基督的诞生还有第三个信息。
And there's this third aspect of Jesus' birth that I want to talk to you about.
我们再看第七章十四节。
And let us turn back again to chapter 7, verse 14.
给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
And he shall call him Emmanuel, and it means God with us.
你知道神同在是旧约三个主题中间的第一个主题。
And you know, there's three central themes running through the Old Testament, and God be with us is the number one.
同时在圣经里面有一句要句。
And there's a key verse in the biblical passages.
也跟这个神同在是同样意义的。
And it basically has the same meaning as this Emmanuel.
就是他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，这是神所讲的话。
Right, it recurs time and again,In the Old Testament that God says, I want to be your God. I want you to be my people.
弟兄姐妹，这本圣经中间。
Brothers and sisters, in this Bible,
不但在旧约，在新约有一句串联新旧约的一句经节。
And not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament too, this theme just recurs again and again.
就是神说，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
Because God says, I will be their God. They will be my people.
圣诞的信息带给我们第三个信息，第三个信息。
And this is the third message of birth of Christ.
就是神同在的实现。
And this is the fulfillment of God's presence, that God's dwelling among us.
以马内利的应许终于要实现了。
This promise is finally going to be fulfilled. It has already been fulfilled.
我们要做神的子民，神要永永远远做我们的神。
We want to be God's people, and God will be our God from today on till evermore.
而这个神同在的实现，我们可以从两个角度来看。
Let's look at this fulfillment of the promise from two different angles.
第一个是从同在的应许我们来看。
Let's look at the promise of God with us.
第七章十四节，刚才我们读的是神与我们同在。
In verse 14, chapter 7, we read, Emmanuel means God is with us.
这是神凭着他的诚实和他的公义与他的子民立约所讲的话语。
This is a promise that God made to his people when he, you know, set up his covenant with his people in all of his honesty, in all of his justice and righteousness.
今天我们中间重生得救的弟兄姐妹们。
All of you who have been saved and baptized.
神与我们立过一个约，我们也跟他立过一个约。
God established a covenant with us, and we have this covenant with God.
我们在得救的时候，我们跟神立一个约，我要做你的子民。
When we were saved, at the time when we were baptized, we set up this covenant with God. I want to be your child. I want to be one of your people.
而神说，我要做你们的，我要做你们的神。
And God says to us, I will be your God.
这个是一个立约的关系。
This is a covenant relationship.
而这种立约的关系里面的讲的是应许，这是一个保证。
This covenant relationship, what it has in there is a promise, it's a guarantee.
而这个保证是保证我们有福气。
And this guarantees that we will be blessed.
在所有无论不论环境是什么样的危险。
Irregardless of whatever environment we find ourselves in, any kind of crisis we're in.
神都与他的子民同在。
God is with us no matter what.
我们看到旧约中亚伯拉罕跟以撒，神与他们同在。
Let's look at the examples in the Old Testament, in Abraham and Isaac.
我们看到的是约瑟在埃及，神与他同在。
And remember Joseph in Egypt.
我们看到
了。And God was with him.
我们看到约书亚要继承摩西的时候，他害怕，神与他同在。
And you see, God promised Joshua that God is going to be with him forever when he was in line to inherit the mantle of Moses.
我们看到大卫受了膏，但是被扫罗所追赶的时候，被敌人所追赶的时候。
And we think back to the days in the Old Testament, even though David had already been anointed to be king, and he was still chased around by Saul.
神讲，你无论往哪里去。
And God says, wherever you go,
我必与你同在。
I will be with you.
同样的，神也跟大卫的儿子所罗门做了同样的保证。
And he made the same guarantee and the same promise to David's son Solomon.